Labour expert Austin Game is disappointed that TV3 Network Limited has dismissed more than 30 workers due to industrial agitation. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Game said the labour law frowns on that decision and called for proper sanctions on the company.
Depending upon the circumstance and the character and nature of the offence, there was certainly a trigger of a kind that might have compelled the workers to act the way they acted. I'm sure some of them might belong to associations or bodies. I don't know the extent to which they engage them in a conversation that failed to yield any result that accumulated into, this dismissal, if you want to describe, primary dismissal as I read it on their network.
But don't workers have the right to embark on industrial action?
Well, you have a right, but you have to go through a process. If you have a case, you have to make the case known to the employer that we are unhappy about this kind of situation ongoing, and they take steps to either help correct it. If they are unable to do that, then you go to your the National Labour Commission if you don't belong to a union, or you look for somebody to assist you in addressing the matter. Should they persistently fail and you go through the process of negotiation, mediation, in the midst of arbitration, if you still feel compelled to do something, then the law under Section 159 gives you that room to, over a certain short period, do that or express a given concern and follow up to the National Labour Commission for assistance.
Labour expert Austin Game. Meanwhile, President of the GJA, Roland Afelmani, said the dismissal occurred at the blind side of the association, otherwise they could have stopped it.
We will call for an immediate re-engagement of the affected workers. We believe that the dialogue could have prevented what happened today. We are disinclined to believe that TV3 is gaining an insoluble image of high-handedness in treating workers' agitation because their history of industrial relations is littered with such dismissals. We don't want to wreak fresh wounds, but I believe what has happened in the past should serve as a fundamental lesson to the present management and workers alike to learn to resolve their issues without resorting to such high-handedness.
But before the dismissal, was the GJA aware of any teething problems affecting workers of TV3?
No, this happened on a blind side. We expect our members to at least give us a hint of what was happening so that we would have rallied to their defense or aid, because we are morally, constitutionally, and even we have a godly responsibility to rally to their defense.